a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
I want to get sciencey with you right now.
Okay.
And I think this will be one that will keep your attention. So there's this guy on TikTok, his name's Y, and he says, I love science. And he has done this TikTok video that's gone viral saying that you can actually hear the difference between hot water and cold water. And I'm like...
Wild.
My initial thought was, yeah, totally, right? But everyone else is like, there's no way. Like, it's water. There's a sound of water. And I'm like... You know, maybe it's just the way my brain's inclined. I was like, okay, I'm up for the challenge.
Are you talking about coming out of a tap, out of a kettle, down a creek?
So hot water as in boiling water and cold water. So, you know, you can have it any which way you like.
Swishing around in a glass? I don't know, is it pouring?
Yeah, poured in a glass. Okay. Poured in a glass. So you can get it from the tap, you can get it from the fridge. I mean, it can be ice water.
Well, what are some other places you can get water?
Well, you've asked. You said, is it tap water?
Oh,
is it
no,
bottle
no,
water?
No,
I'm like, all right, it's
no,
cold
I get
water.
It. I get it.
Right. Anyway, I want to put your ears to the test.
Sure.
So he has like a blind test here. However, I know the results. Do you want to have a listen and see if your ears can guess?
I'm gonna put both headphone ears on
this
for
never
this
happens.
One.
Play along at home. This is
one
fun
ear guy.
Thing.
Let's work out what's hot, what's cold. And if you at the end, if it's like, no, of course they sound the same, I'm gonna be very angry. Do you want me to play the sound effect?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Go.
This is pour number one. All right, you got in your mind which one you think that was? Well, here's pour number two. Did you get your answers?
Okay, I can clearly hear a difference. Can you?
I think I can, but I don't know whether I'm just imagining it.
Do you want another listen?
Okay, let's just do one more listen, guys. Which is hot, which is cold?
This is pour number one. All right, you got in your mind which one you think that was? Well, here's pour number two.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
I know.
Did you get your answers?
One to me sounds like spiky, you know, like one to me sounds more rounded.
Yeah, so
does that make sense?
Yeah, so it's like it sounds softer. So
yeah,
I think that's hot.
Okay, which one?
The first one.
The first one hot and
yeah.
The second one cold?
Cold, yeah.
Your answer is go on. Dramatic effect.
Are
your
you on
answer
camera?
Is correct.
Ah.
See, you can, right?
Yeah, you can.
You can hear because it's like the you can almost hear the steam.
Yes,
coming off
agreed.
The water,
that's
right?
What I was going to say. Yeah.
It's like
yeah.
Making a cup of tea. You can hear that mug.
Yeah.
But they were both the same glass. I just want
wow.
you to know. But there you go. Science. Look at you.
Brilliant.
Loving science.
Yes.
You big nerd.
I
welcome.
Love it.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Okay. I've had another thing hacked. It happens. It happens.
Man, you've copped it lately.
We remember a while ago our Netflix got hacked and they didn't do anything, but they might have watched something.
They changed your algorithm.
It was like a arranged marriage show from India that they'd been watching and a cricket doco.
Yeah.
But then also they changed the names of our accounts, you know, profiles, I should say, and they were all swear words.
Yeah.
Except one that was like, you've been hacked by urban hackers or something along those lines.
Yeah.
And also they took the PG limit off our girls' like kids' account.
Random. Random.
Got us good, guys. Got us good. Definitely could not reverse that and change the password. That's fine. But it's bloody happened again. And this time I feel it's closer to home. And as such, the burn is far worse. It's quite scalding, to be honest. Something has been singed, and I believe it's my nostrils.
I'm sorry.
I'm on the button side of the desk here. For people who haven't seen sort of on the socials, Carrick Geelong on Insta, Facebook, you can see there's videos of us all the time. I press the buttons on the show. Lingy is over the other side of the desk, as is Loggy. But once the show finishes and Lingy scoots... you and I hang around and I go to my office and do stuff and you come over this side of the desk and you cut up bits of audio and you sort of get ready for the next day, right?
Yeah.
And what happened is I've been logged in on one of the computers here and yesterday I had my Spotify logged in for whatever reason. And so then I am in my office and I pull up Spotify on my laptop. And instead of sort of some emo banger that I usually listen to, My Chemical Romance, that kind of vibe, the now playing was 28 minutes deep into an hour-long file, an hour-long song, if you will. Here's just a little listen to what was being played through my Spotify yesterday morning, round about 9:30. No joke, the song is called Fart Sounds, over 1,000 farts, in brackets, 1 hour.
I'm dying.
From Fart Fest. The artist is Fart Fest, and the song is Fart Sounds. And I was 28 minutes deep into an hour of Fart Sounds. Even the image.
I'm dying.
The image
dying.
Is, the thumbnail is a green mushroom cloud coming out of a stadium.
I know this is ridiculous. I know this is bottom of the barrel stuff. I know. And I know people hate it.
But well, that was a good one. That was a good one. Always proud when you do one
but
of those.
So
occasionally I will leave like my Facebook or something logged in on this computer and bless you, you always just log out. But yesterday you couldn't resist. You couldn't resist. Left my Spotify on. And so you tried to mess with the algorithm as if Fancy Nancy wasn't enough for my girls, the soundtrack thereof, which was the star of my Spotify Wrapped for 2023. Now it's 2024, longest song played, Fart Sounds, over 1,000 farts.
And not only that. Okay, I admit it was me. Not only that, though, I made sure that I... favorite in it.
Yeah, you did.
I added it to a bunch of playlists.
Man, that was...
Oh, no, you're going to be in the car and you're going to be talking to playlists. You're going to have friends over and you're like, I'll put my Swagger Kitchen playlist on. It's just going to be an hour of fart.
Farts, yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, God, that feels so good.
It's a really shitty thing to do, mate.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Yesterday you may have heard Lingy with the hack when he took the kids to Adventure Park last weekend, last Saturday, for his
Max's
birthday party. Took about 10 kids.
Yeah, and he didn't realise they were doing this.
No.
But then once he found out, he was quite impressed.
Yeah, so amongst the things that the kids got up to when they were sort of running... a muck around the park, as you do when you go to Adventure Park, they'd sussed out that they could go up and ask for tastings of the ice cream.
Yeah.
And then sort of head off, say, oh, look, yeah, I think I like that one, but I'm going to go and ask Dad for the money or Mum for the money, and then we'll come back and we'll buy the ice cream. And then they would wait until that staff member was out of the picture and go ask someone else who works behind the counter to taste the ice creams again.
Yeah, and they did this three times.
Progressively across the day.
Yeah.
Good on them. And I think that, as I said, applies not just for Adventure Park, but across the board at ice cream shops. You could probably run that racket.
Yeah.
Not suggesting you should.
Not when it's busy either. I hate it when people are like, oh, can I taste that one? Oh, can I taste that one?
Just make
when
a decision.
When it's busy, it's not a time to try a new ice cream.
It's ice cream.
You like vanilla? Just have vanilla.
Yeah. Oh, mango. What's that going to taste like?
What's that taste like? No one cares.
Probably bloody mango.
Exactly. Just buy it and shush. Get out of the way.
Get out of the way. Oh, my God. Torquay, it's in summer on a hot day.
Can I have taste that? Oh, what do you want to taste, little Charlie? No.
How about you taste? Oh, no. Actually, that's too far. Too far.
It's the most wonderful.
So this is, I have been in contact with someone from Adventure Park cordially. So... 2 degrees of separation. One degree of separation.
I knew this was going to happen.
So it wasn't me that spoke to the person from Adventure Park. It was a friend of ours.
Okay. All right. Oh, no. Are they angry?
Received a message at lunchtime yesterday. Not sure if you remember my friend. Name redacted. who I worked with at Name Redacted. Well, she works at Adventure Park now. Name Redacted. Oh, no, I said Adventure Park. She had loved your Adventure Park hack on the radio this morning.
Oh.
Laughing emojis. And I was like, oh,
okay.
Cool.
Whew. Okay.
I was like, ha ha, hey, I think I do remember. Name Redacted.
Oh, my God. We get it.
I'm glad she saw the humor in it. Log and I were a bit nervous, to be honest.
Yeah.
The reply, safe to say that hack don't work no more, though. We've ruined it for everyone. They're on to it now. Because Lingy said it on the radio, they're going to be...
No tastings.
I don't know if there's not going to be any tastings, but there's certainly going to be on people trying to double dip on the tastings.
Good one, Cameron Ling. God. Always got to open your big mouth.
So don't try... What I'm saying is go to Adventure Park this weekend, but don't try and sort of hack the
we'll
ice
try
cream
it.
Setup.
See if it's actually...
Actually,
legit.
Please do try and let us know what happens.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
You've made a big claim. I don't know what to do about it because I have no prior experience in this area, but you have said that guinea pigs are never bought, that they are just given to people.
Passed on from family to family until they inevitably freak out and die in some weird, weird, weird
don't.
Way. Well, they're weird, fragile creatures.
Yeah, but we don't have to focus on that,
and
dude.
And they're narky too, little things. Certainly two sort of separate... Completely unrelated parties that are part of my life in one way or another, both currently trying to offload their guinea pigs onto us because they realise it's a pain in the butt to own guinea pigs.
So you're saying that every guinea pig out there has been forwarded onto someone else via force, really?
Yeah. You don't buy guinea pigs. You inherit them.
That's
because
good.
someone tricks you into accepting them.
All right. Well, we've got a lot of people who want to give you their opinion. 52232955. Bradley from Armstrong Creek, do you agree with this big claim from Tom?
No. My daughter wanted guinea pigs for her birthday a couple of years ago, and we went to a place out near Wombat Gardens, sells guinea pigs, and we did buy two guinea pigs. And the fun lasted for about a month. And so for the last 2 years, who's been cleaning their cage and feeding them and clipping their hair? Dad.
Oh, yeah. That's good, Bradley. That's right. I thought that the fun stopped because they stopped, but good.
No. So they'll have a nibble on you if you try and get near them. Hey, they'll bite you, those little things.
They do. And the other thing too, which we didn't know till later on, is because they're a rodent, they attract other rodents.
Oh.
So it was only a couple of months ago and some of the power went out at one end of our house, and we found out that mice had come in and eaten our wiring, so that cost us $1,000 to fix. Mm-hmm. And the electrician said it's probably your guinea pigs because your guinea pigs are out the back, and they actually, because of the smell, they actually attract rats and mice into your property.
Of course.
But that's so nice because rats and mice are beautiful, and it's like, so then you get more animals for free.
Bradley, how hard have you been trying to offload those for the last 2 years, those guinea pigs?
Well, not too hard because I've got three daughters and they would get very upset, but we have moved them to the very back of the backyard rather than up closer to the house.
And then over the fence. That's the next step, Bradley, over the fence.
If you're thinking of getting guinea pigs, I'd say don't.
I feel like that proves my point. He did say he bought them, so, I mean, more fool you, Bradley. Kirsty in Torquay, what say you about the guinea pig situation? Do people buy them or are they just passed from person to person once the joy is gone?
I was dead against getting guinea pigs, but my daughter nagged enough to get two of them last year.
Yes.
And I would never go back. When these ones go for whatever reason, we'll be getting some more.
Oh, that's so beautiful.
Does your daughter still play with them or is it on you now?
No, I do.
Exactly. Okay. All right. No,
I've got four kids, but predominantly it's me. The kids go up and talk to them, but I do all the looking after and listen to the gorgeous noises they make when they're yelling at me that they're hungry and when they're purring, and they're 100% cuteness.
So
thank
cute.
Thank you for giving them a beautiful home.
So cute, and they bite you too, aren't they? Cute little things.
See, so point not proven there. What about Lisa from Stonehaven? Lisa.
Sorry, point proven. The kids don't play with them.
No, but that doesn't, that's not just the question, mate.
Just because Kirsty is happy to bloody take care of them, and I mean, even Bradley, doesn't mean they don't want to offload them at some point.
Lisa, do you have guinea pigs, and did you pay? You do. Okay, did they come to you by force?
I had both, though. So I first got guinea pigs dropped off to me randomly. There were about five of them.
Yeeted over a fence?
No, don't.
And ended up being about 20 guinea pigs that also escaped and lived under the shed for about 10 years.
Cool.
Right.
Cool. They used to just come out and visit.
Yes.
But once they were gone, I was so used to having guinea pigs and their happy little noises. And we've had guinea pigs ever since. So after that, we've bought them. Usually when we go into a pet shop and we see some, like, really rough nut kid that's like squeezing the crap out of a guinea pig and they're thinking of buying it, and then we're like, no, we're going to buy it.
We're protect
we're
it, save it.
Yes.
And then you've set them free. If anybody else lives in Stonehaven and they've got guinea pigs just coming up through the floorboards, you can blame Lisa and her family. So, all right, thank you very much. I'm still not hearing anything good about guinea pigs, to be honest with you.
I've heard so many things. They purr, they're lovely, they're loyal, they stick around, they invite friends over. I love it all. Michelle from Highton, have you got guinea pigs, and did you inherit them or purchase them?
Both.
Okay.
I've got two boys, and they both wanted guinea pigs and kept nagging. And by chance, my mum's neighbour had two guinea pigs that they had inherited.
Yeah.
So we ended up inheriting them.
Yeah.
But she was unsure of how old both of them were, and one was clearly a lot older than what she thought, because one day one didn't make it through the night, and guinea pigs have to be in twos. So both my boys were very upset.
Yeah.
So one day they were late for school because we had to go to the pet store and buy another guinea pig. So the other one had a friend.
You didn't think about sort of driving it out to a paddock in Stonehaven and letting it free?
No. There were too many tears for that. So we've now still got two, and the other one that did survive, we've had now for nearly 12 months. So, and the boys, it's their job. They have to clean the cage and feed them and all that. So
it's a punishment.
Yeah,
that's what I'm hearing. It's a punishment. You're using
punishment.
it to punish them and teach them that life is hard.
Do you know what? Guinea pigs are beautiful, and all the people on the phone are beautiful too, because you know what? They take care of their guinea pigs. And I respect that and love it. Mm. You all for that.
I don't think my point has been disproven, and I will go into Christmas with the same opinion about guinea pigs.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.